I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need!
I don't want to talk to you no more, you...
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean!
All right, let's go.
Welcome into the Great Debate Show, everybody, where we do a quick debate-style argument between two players. I am your host, Professor Chris, and with me is special guest Nate Hamilton. You can find him on Twitter at DominateFF. Nate, how's it going, man?
Good, man. Well, actually, I'm not going to lie to you. It's not going well. My Cowboys are playing right now, and they are looking awful. And all hope is lost right now for me on the season.
Hey, they got some points on the board.
Yeah, I mean, a field goal at the very end of the half. That does make me feel better.
You know what, man? I wish we'd been able to do another draft night out.
That was the best season, man.
It was awesome. For those of you, you heard us mention it all last year, but we had draft night out in Dallas last year, last summer at Topgolf in Dallas. Topgolf. And Nate, you were there.
Yes.
And it was a lot of fun. I think we all went. Do you remember the name? You live in Texas, right?
No, I live in New Hampshire.
I'm just a Cowboys fan that lives
in New Hampshire, yeah.
Do you remember the name of that bar that we all went to after draft night out? It was, you were there, Mitch Renz was there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I can't remember. That's the only time I've ever been to Dallas.
I know, no. I've been to Dallas like 5 times, but I don't remember. That was the first time I've been to that bar. It was kind of like on a back, behind a plaza or something.
So you had to walk down an alley next to the woods.
it was kind of freaky. So yeah, no, I don't remember the name of that. But it was fun.
It was like the kind of place that you were like, are we supposed to be back here?
That's what I felt. I felt like we entered through the back entrance for some reason.
Yeah, it was super weird. Cause the front entrance was like a movie theater.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, after hours, so it was, the lobby was locked, and yeah, it was strange. But anyways, it is good to talk to you again, man. Here is how the show goes. We each have a player that we are arguing for. We get 2 minutes to argue for our player, 90 seconds for a rebuttal against the other guy's player, and then we finish it up with final thoughts, and that's the show. And we have two wide receivers who put up some really good weeks for you in week 6, Marcus Johnson versus Adam Humphries. I've got Johnson, and Nate, you have Humphries.
Yes.
You ready to get started?
Let's go.
All right. I am going to kick it off with Marcus Johnson here. So this is yet another speedy receiver who had a big day. It seems like we're having a lot of those in these great debates this season. Fast wide receivers in 2020 turn into good fantasy performances, and this week was no exception. Marcus Johnson is a 6'3", 204-pound wide receiver who ran a 4.39 at his pro day. He's another big and fast receiver for Phillip Rivers to throw to, and who... Let me talk about him for a second. He's been pretty disappointing because up until this week, he just had a noodle arm and couldn't put anything on his throws. It looks like he was throwing left-handed. He just couldn't put any strength into it. A lot of critics, you know, a lot of people were just bashing him in the media. He heard that and came out and he was pissed. He came out and was actually putting some oomph into his throws. Something was different on Sunday. His throws had some zip. They were strong. They were strong downfield as well. Marcus Johnson was absolutely the beneficiary of that. 5 receptions on 8 targets for 108 yards and just missed out on a monster 62-yard touchdown where Rivers actually overthrew him when he had 5 yards of separation downfield. I mean, if Rivers had done a normal Rivers throw, it would have just hit him,
right?
And he would have had a massive 62-yard bomb. And he had a 55-yard reception where he was tackled inside the 1 just before the goal line. So combine that with that 62-yard bomb would have given him a line of 6 for 180 and 2 touchdowns. A monster day for the fourth-year wide receiver out of Texas. Well, as a big and fast wide receiver, He's absolutely being targeted on deep plays. He has 9 receptions on 12 targets in 3 games this season, and of those 9 receptions, 5 of them have been for 20 yards or more, and only one of those was a short catch and run. The other 4 were all deep throws from Rivers. He's a big play guy this season. He hasn't been targeted in the red zone yet, but he does have a 75% catch percentage with 15.7 yards per target and 20.9 yards per reception so far.
So I think you're talking him up just a little too much, in my opinion. So Marcus Johnson, now you kind of pulled the whole Eminem in your debate where you kind of talked about Philip Rivers, which you knew was going to be one of my talking points against Marcus Johnson. But Philip Rivers has been awful this year. Okay, prior to last week, let's get back to Marcus Johnson. Prior to last week, Johnson had a total of 4 targets on the season. And his quarterback, again, is Philip Rivers, who looks just awful. He looks old and slow this year. It took Philip Rivers till week 6 to have a game with multiple touchdowns. The Colts offense in general is just god-awful. And prior to last week, they were not producing at all. I think Marcus Johnson, honestly, was just a beneficiary of a good Philip Rivers game. I don't think that's something that we can count on a consistent basis going forward. And that's the only reason I'm kind of off Marcus Johnson going forward.
Still got about 25 seconds left. Got anything else to add to it?
Marcus Johnson, no. Adam Humphries, who I'll talk about right now. Thumbs up to Adam Humphries.
Well, yeah, let's go ahead and move over to Adam Humphries. Nate, you got 2 minutes on the clock. Take it away.
All right, man. So Adam Humphries right now only 9% owned, and I don't really understand that. I think it's really a case of out of sight, out of mind, because he was on the COVID list a couple weeks ago. Then, of course, the Titans had to take a bye week. So nobody's really been thinking about Ryan Tannehill's pass catchers, which is a big mistake, given the fact that Ryan Tannehill has thrown for multiple touchdowns in 4 of his 5 games this season. Adam Humphries has yet to be targeted fewer than 6 times in a game for the Tennessee Titans that he's been in. And he's already had his bye week, so that's a very positive thing for fantasy football purposes. You pick him up, you don't have to worry about him going on a bye. He's got double-digit fantasy points in PPR in 3 of his 4 games. He'll likely see an increased target share with Jonnu Smith dealing with a sprained ankle right now. And for me, I think Adam Humphries finds himself in one of the best offenses with one of the best quarterbacks who throws a ton of touchdowns. So you've got that upside with him. And he's just a solid, consistent depth piece for your fantasy team.
You still got some time.
I made you speechless, I thought. No, to me, I think, well, I'll just say Adam Humphries, though, he's one of Ryan Tannehill's top targets. And, now that he's off the COVID list, he returned, had a very strong outing last week with 6 receptions. And I think he's going to earn more target share going forward.
So in my rebuttal, I'm going to start by saying that Adam Humphries doesn't get enough respect, both in fantasy and as an NFL player. He's got the skill set to be used like Cole Beasley on a regular basis. Yep. However, even though the targets and receptions are there, he gets minimal yardage. With Humphries, you're hoping for a touchdown. If he doesn't give you that touchdown, you're looking at 8 to 10 points per game. That's decent for a flex option, but he's not a weak winning type of guy if he doesn't score. He's only hit the 100-yard mark twice in his career. Since 2015, he's only hit it twice. 100 exactly in week 3 of 2016, 102 in week 17 of 2017. He hasn't done it since the last game of 2017. He did have a 93-yard game last year, but going back to the beginning of 2018, he's only had 70 or more yards 4 times. He had 5 touchdowns in 2018, but every other season of his career, he's never had more than 2. He's also only had over 100 targets 1 time. Like, I'm rooting for the guy, but it's more of like a lower safe floor that you're looking for in your bye weeks and hoping, like, fingers crossed for a touchdown. Because if he doesn't get you a touchdown, you're looking at 5 catches for 50 yards.
Fair. But if I will say this, though, prior to this season, I mean, Ryan Tannehill has just been going off, and he was on fire last year. He is not slowing down at all this season. He's throwing a ton of touchdowns. So the hopes of getting the touchdown with Adam Humphries, it kind of increases a little bit in 2020, given how well and efficient Ryan Tannehill has been playing. So yeah, that's what makes me really like Adam Humphries, because you can get him cheap. And he is a very safe floor player with some touchdown upside as well.
Sure. Yeah. All right, guys, before we get into final thoughts, I want to quickly mention the fact that at our Patreon page, we are giving away a signed Chris Godwin or signed Kenny Galladay jersey. Once we reach 100 Patreons at patreon.com/sleeperwire, we will randomly pick one person, announce them on the show, and they'll get their choice of the jersey. And even the $1 tier gets you into the contest. So check out patreon.com/sleeperwire to enter. And then check out the Sleeperwire store as well. You want that Sleeperwire mug or Sleeperwire hoodie or, you know, that Sleeperwire COVID face mask? Got it all. A ton of stuff. Sleeperwire.com/store. So let's move into final thoughts here. I'm going to take it back to Marcus Johnson. I just have a couple last things I wanted to say. Sure. He was called up from the practice squad for the second time on Saturday, and he immediately had an impact. And you go back to, you know, what he did last week in week 5. He three targets, but he caught all three targets for 55 yards. It's a decent day that may have had you, oh, should I pick this guy up? Well, this last performance should definitely have you thinking about picking him up. You don't get 8 targets if your quarterback doesn't trust you. You don't get that 8 targets if he doesn't trust you when you're playing from behind like they were. This guy has made a name for himself on this team. I don't expect him to just fall away.
I'll give you that. I mean, they probably will be playing from behind a ton. So, I mean, Phillip Rivers is going to have to throw the ball a lot. So I'll give you that. I just, if we're talking about the upside or the safety of a fantasy asset, you want to look at a very, you know, prolific and efficient offense. And right now the Tennessee Titans is that with Ryan Tannehill back there. He doesn't always have to throw a ton, but he is efficient with every single one of his passes, and he has been consistently targeting Adam Humphries. As I said, no fewer than 6 targets in any game Humphries has played this season. So I will take the volume and safety in a more prolific offense when we're talking Tennessee Titans versus the Colts. So that's what I'll say about Adam Humphries.
Titans are going to be undefeated until they face my Colts.
Yeah, well, then, you know what? Maybe both our guys will go off in that game.
Rivers is going to lead him to a 14-2 season from here on out.
Yeah, you know what happened is Adam Humphries will score 2 touchdowns, but he'll have like 68 yards. So you're probably right about that.
All right, guys. Well, that is going to wrap it up for this week's great debate. Nate, thank you so much for joining me, man. This was fun.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it. Have me on anytime.
Absolutely. Why don't you tell the listeners where they can follow you and support you?
Sure. Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at DominateFF, and you can find all of my content right now over at thegameday.com. So you can follow them on Twitter as well at thegamedaynfl. I write 2 articles a week and do a live stream for them as well. So you can find me there.
Hell yeah. Also, follow the Sleeperwire Show on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show. I'm on there at Prof_ChrisSW, and you can find me on the Sleeper app as well at Professor Chris. How you doing in your pro-am, man?
I'm killing it right now. I'm 4-1. I think I'm actually going to be 5-1 after this week.
I'm about to be 2-4.
Oh, well, sorry about that.
Rough. I've been to the championship for 2 of the last 3 years, and I'm about to be 2-4.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, there's still
early. Still early.
Still early. Well, thanks again, man. Everybody else, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next time. See ya.